Hey, Dr. Gooding. How you doing?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Good. Busy. Just wrapping up here on a Friday.
I know how that is, man.
How's your week been so far? Busy?
Yeah, man. We're just trying to, you know, stay still and be peaceful. Man, I'm chilling out a little bit this afternoon, so I said, let me give you a call because I've been on the run, man. Solo practice, so I don't have a lot of phone time. And right now I'm just watching. Yeah, I got relatives down in, I'm from Kinston, North Carolina, where the rivers are still rising. So I'm just trying to stay in touch with relatives. But, that's all we can do is pray and hope on it, man.
How is the they're still rising? How did the hurricane weather affect you guys?
Yeah, the rivers, they are still rising. A lot of flooding.
It's just draining all out in there.
Yeah, I think it's trying to head back out to the coast. I think it's supposed to crest today or tomorrow, man. Something like 27 or 30, somewhere between 27 and 30 feet.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
It seems like this happens every single year in some part of Southeast.
I'm telling you, and people don't believe it. They keep saying, the water levels are rising, but a lot of people don't believe it, man. This time, the hurricanes have dumped a lot of water on, just kind of hung out over the coast.
Yeah, it pushed it. The swells get bigger, and, they build up. People want to live on beachfront property, and...
Then they build
right up to it, and then every once in a while, they just get everything gets destroyed. It's insane.
Everything is destroyed, man. It's crazy because, matter of fact, I'm about 2 miles from the beach, but I'm sitting in an area, where really I'm not close to the water.
Are you high up though? Are you elevated?
Yeah, I'm a little bit, and I'm in a better area now. Some people back in my neighborhood, they back by the canal. They closer back towards the water if you drive back in the back of the neighborhood. And it's definitely this year we're right on Chesapeake Bay. So that's why we get problems down here. I got some clients that live right on that bay. And boy, I was like, I ain't going down there.
Spent the better half of their last few weeks on the phone with insurance agents and whatnot.
It's crazy, man. It's really crazy. So hopefully, I've been talking to my aunts. I talked to my sister this morning, and I'm getting ready to call another aunt now when I finish talking to you. So everybody so far has done okay.
Good. That's good to hear.
But my accountant's still working on the documents, man. I think she said she's trying to finish them up for next week, Pete.
Yeah, sounds good, man. I just want to stay in the loop, make sure we stay on top of things here.
Okay.
Good to hear, man. Got everything.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, man. Cause I've been as a matter of fact, I'm playing catch up. I'm still calling.
I know how it is, man.
Yeah. I'm still calling for my mother's funeral. People had called me back in August. And I'm we just had so much. We had so many responses, man. So much report.
And running your own practice, too. My mother ran her own dental practice. Still does, but, being.
Yeah.
It's weird because you don't really. Have as much. You're trying to be the doctor and be the businessman at the same time. And I don't know how you do it, but my mom basically is one of the worst people with the whole logistics and fight. She had to hire a full time manager for the whole place because she can't do it.
She can't focus on just the practice itself and the
medicine.
It overwhelms you.
How it is, man. I know how it is.
That's how it is. And then they don't, they don't barely have time to cram all that stuff in for the medical part. So you don't have much business part.
Exactly.
Well, that's good, man. That's a blessing. And matter of fact, that's what they try to get, veterinarians to do is get management people. And it's slowly happened over the years. because people had to get more efficient about managing. Yep. So that's a good idea, man. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, now with the internet, yeah. You know, you got to stay on top of your marketing and, you know, get yourself out there. So.
Yep.
That's a full-time job in itself right there.
It's tough, man. It's tough. I'm telling you. But what I do, as soon as I get something from her, I'll definitely follow up.
Give me a ring.
Okay, man. All right. Well, look, man, you take care, be safe, and have a good weekend now.
You too, Dr. Gooding. Have a good weekend.
All right, Pete. You too, man. Take care now. Okay, bye-bye.